T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Niedermeyer trying to get out of his own skate. Turnover at center. Here's 88. Lindros makes the move. And Lindros is hammered down to the ice by Scott Stevens. And Lindros remains down on the ice as all the other players come together.
20 years ago today, Marks and Reese were back, and that's some sports hate for Jack Fritz right there.
Big time. Scott Stevens was the first one.
Your first sports hate.
Yeah.
Mine was Danny White I just hated that he was a punter and a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You thought that was lame?
And the Cowboy, he was totally lame.
Mine was Joe Montana.
Yours is Joe Montana. Larry
Greatness.
Bird. Yeah, well, yeah. I hated Joe Montana, too. Absolutely. All right, so some developments here. Stay with us for a second. We're going to get back to some phone calls here. So the 76ers have tweeted out that they're opening up their facility as of tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's good news. That gets the ball rolling, so they're going to open that up. Now, Major League Baseball, we heard earlier from John Heyman, who tweeted out that the proposal was put out there to the players and that they're not trying to do the revenue sharing thing, but they want to have a sliding scale based on, you know, if the players making more money would be taxed heavier than the players that aren't making a lot of money as far as the prorated salaries and everything else. But Bob Nightingale tweets this out a few minutes ago. MLB Players Association has not commented publicly on MLB's economic sliding pay scale plan, but privately is extremely disappointed, saying the proposal involves massive additional pay cuts. The union is also far apart on health and safety protocols with MLB. So there you go. Heyman's coming in saying, oh, look at what they're trying to do. They're not asking for, you know, revenue sharing, blah, blah, blah. And then Nightingale comes out and says the players are extremely disappointed, saying that it calls it a massive additional pay cut. So it is not good news, and it doesn't look like this is going to be good, Ike.
No, this is not good news. I just don't see how this can be a good thing. Well, listen, it's the first day of these proposals, and I'm imagining you start off one place with the knowledge of, well, by the time we get to the end of this thing, we got to be willing to move somewhere. So you start off here, but there has to be some
wiggle. To be movement, by the way, from both sides here.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much the players are going to move. I mean, you would hope they are willing to work with
a little
baseball.
Bit.
But the problem is the star players are the ones who carry the sport. So, and if you're going to put a proposal together that basically you are penalizing all your star players instead of the other players, that's not going to sit well with them. So, I don't know, man.
The players want their percentage of, if they're playing half of a season, they want to be paid per their contract 50% of their contract.
Yeah.
And it's pretty clear Major League.
Prorated over 82 games.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's pretty clear Major League Baseball is trying to avoid doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like it's going to be a real issue. This is not good.
Jack,
hold out your arm. Hold out your arm. Let me see.
Steady in there.
Oh, he's shaking.
Oh, he's shaking.
Yeah, I'm nervous, but I agree with Ike. Like, I think this is a huge week, and I think this is kind of the first proposal. It's the first time they've even talked about really any of the financials. So by Friday, it will be a 75% pay cut for the big guys.
75%?
75% pay cut. Like, that's a little
extreme. No, they won't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I understand they're still.
Yeah, they will not play.
Like, I understand they're still making millions, but what about the billionaires?
215-592-9494. Like, if they want to only pay 75%, then what they should do is they should guarantee money on the back end when things get bad. I mean, you just can't.
Yeah.
You can't just take away.
The players aren't going to go for that.
And I continue to be behind the players on this. I do.
It's, yeah, I'm with you.
The players play. The owners own, right? The owners. How much money in equity? How much are the franchises worth?
Right. You know,
and they're going to recover.
And you're going to recover. That's the important thing right there. Like, eventually you're going to recover the money.
So you may not make $50 million this year.
Right.
Okay. You may not make $70 million this year like the Phillies did a couple years ago.
Right.
Maybe you lose some money. All right. And then maybe in 2021 you lose some money too. But then in 2022, what happens?
Comes back.
Oh, you start making money again.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You're not getting ready to sell the team. So it's an investment that eventually it will get back to the positive side.
Yeah.
And start growing like it had been for over a decade and a half.
Right. This is the nature of business. And this time right now, like you're
hitting a rough spot.
Yeah, you're not going to make money this year. You're just trying to survive. Again, if the sport was in jeopardy long term, if this was, hey, listen, baseball may not come back unless you agree with this. Like financially, they just can't support this. Mm-hmm. Then that would be one thing. Clearly, that's not the case. This is, I mean, somehow even with fans declining in baseball, it's still financially very, 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 very stable.
TV deals.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's doing it.
Which is probably why the owners want these games to be played.
They do.
They probably have money at stake somewhere with the TV contracts.
But yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to make money from it. In fact, they'll lose more money if they don't play the season. To where it seems like the players are saying, like, all right, like, yeah, we would like some money, but, you know, we're not going to play for 25 cents on the dollar.
No.
That's
not
going to
do it, man.
That's not going to work.
That's not going to work.
Jack, 25 cents on the dollar?
Yeah.
I mean,
and they're the ones assuming the risk.
Yeah, it's not going to work, man.
They're assuming the risk. They're still playing the games.
Yeah. You're already talking about less rest for them. And then being in this situation where when someone tests positive, you're going to continue to play. So now you're already told them that the league's not shutting down, even if somebody tests positive on
your team.
Right,
when one of you tests positive, yeah,
we're still going to play. Yeah, it's not going to work for the players, man.
215. This is going to get ugly. I just think it's going to get ugly.
592-9494.
We're so worried about hockey. Hockey seems to have gotten out of their own way.
Yeah, it seems that the league and the players realize that, hey, it benefits everybody to get back and finish the season.
At least it seems like they got the most difficult stuff out of the way. I guess now they just need somewhere to play.
So let me give you some brief details on that, okay? So Gary Bettman, I think he's actually still talking right now. But so each team, they're going to have hub cities, all right? Each team will be limited to 50 personnel in the hub city. All right, so you're going to have the players and then support staff and coaches and things like that, and they'll have a comprehensive system of testing. All right, early June, clubs will return to home facilities for voluntary small group on and off ice training, and then no later than July 1st will be a formal training camp. So they're not even trying to get this started. I mean, formal training camp no later than July 1st.
Yeah.
So we're still like another month away from training camp.
I would imagine they need time to get the necessary stuff in the right place at the facilities where they're going to be training and
the tests.
All the tests and figure out who's going to be here in that group of 50. And then you need players to have time to make travel arrangements, things of that nature. And then you'll get to the city. You'll get to, I guess, the host city where you're going to be at, and then start a little training camp for a couple weeks. And, you know, once hockey gets going, it's just going to get going.
Yep. Clubs in two hub cities for conference-based round robins, qualifying round, Stanley Cup playoffs. And then the hub cities under consideration, Ike. Chicago, Columbus, Dallas, Edmonton, Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Minnesota, St. Paul, Pittsburgh, Toronto, Vancouver. So they would have a bunch of different cities where teams are playing. Mm-hmm. Philadelphia, obviously not right there. Round robin, top four teams play for first round seeding. Qualifying round, remaining eight teams play best of five series to advance to the first round.
Huh?
Exactly. So pretty much, and again, nothing is set in stone. These are the things that they're talking about. But you would have a qualifying round where teams are playing to get into the first round of the playoffs. So the season's over.
Yeah.
Season's over. So based on where the teams that are close to being on the outside, then they would
want to give them a shot.
Because they were actually
– well, they could have –
right.
They could have made it, if you're a couple games from within the last place
So team. The teams that were close will then qualify to get in. The teams that are out of it are out of it.
Okay.
Right?
I'm good with that.
And it seems like it – you know, like I said, it would be 15 clubs. It said that 7 clubs do not resume play. 8 clubs are then eliminated in the qualifying round. So 7 clubs wouldn't resume play. They'd just be done.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. All right. Well, you heard the updates. Sixers facilities opening. Baseball seems like they're going to be really dug in on a fight here.
I'm going to need Embiid in there tomorrow. On a scale, running around the damn court.
Mm.
We know he's not in shape.
And then we're getting Joel Embiid's check in tomorrow?
Yeah, I need him to check in tomorrow.
So then what happens when –
immediately, as soon as they open up the doors, he needs to be the first one there.
Oh, I'm sure he'll be there.
Yep. He'll be there with his bag of Chick-fil-A to bring in for breakfast or whatever.
Oh, he's gonna do that, yeah.
All right, so here's the hypothetical. What happens when the Sixers actually in this 16 seed playoff that they're talking about, they win a couple series? And they advance. They don't win the finals, but they advance. What does that mean for this season for the Sixers?
It was a success.
So it means that you're keeping the head coach and you're not making any drastic changes. Yeah, that'd be a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm. Run it back.
Yeah, but didn't you already see enough of this season?
Of
what the season would have been if they didn't have this abrupt stop to this?
Yeah, I'll tell you. And when you're in it, it certainly felt like it was dragging along and – these players, particularly the star players, were just – they were grating on my nerves, right? It's like, oh, man, get this season over. I'm tired of these guys. I'm tired of the coach. But now that I've been away from them for 2.5 months, I got to miss them.
You miss them?
Yeah.
I don't miss them at all. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios.
What exactly do you miss?
You miss the dysfunction?
Well – listen, you know,
I'm
a processor, man. So I'm a big Embiid fan, and I still think he's one of the best players in the league when his head is screwed on straight. Ben Simmons, if he's healthy, and he now has had a lot of time to get healthy, I think we're going to get a different Ben Simmons at this point. So everybody's been inspired by The Last Dance.
They have.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
215-592-9494. It would be a mistake to make important decisions based on this season. I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about the rest of the NBA season, and I'm talking about Major League Baseball and the Phillies. If, God forbid, they actually get their heads out of you-know-what and they play. All right? Because you know what? It's not long enough of a season, and I'm not going to make real decisions based on an abbreviated season that's going to be an outlier on any other season. And I'm certainly not doing it with the head coach. But everybody knows that Brett Brown has seen his time here, and it's time to go.
Back-to-back 50-win seasons.
215-592-9494. What do people think? Let's go to
not
T.
Easy to do.
Let's go to T in Collegeville. What's up, T?
Oh, what's up, my old head? Appreciate you taking my call, man.
My man.
What's up, T?
T?
Hey, man, I just want to call in a few things, man. Once and for all, I'm going to say now it's concluded. It was a good job. I liked it. It could have been a little bit better, but everybody had an amazing effort, man. Callers, y'all.
Why could it have been better?
Just my thing. I've preached before that, I didn't think the gay thing should have outplayed some of the other ones, but that was just my opinion.
Okay.
Man, we had to get a gay topic in, T.
Yeah, I just don't think he earned it for the title that was there. That's all. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. That's a good take.
Yep.
I like that.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm proud that I represented our, original 11. I called in, man, I pulled a grand slam. I had to shut down Joe Giglio after I talked to you on Thursday. It was good. It was great. And I got to say, because I'm pretty difficult with things, don't hang up on me. Y'all exes are crazy. It's too hard to pick, man. As an Eagles fan, you got to say just the Dallas Cowboys. It was so many. And I go over a plethora of, 45 guys from the Cowboys.
But your first one, like the first one that you
Cowboys,
remember.
That's the best answer.
So the Cowboys.
Like I said, this is Dallas Cowboys.
All right, that's fair.
That's fair.
And I got to say, on my last exit, because I got exes, y'all cut people off quick. I love y'all, but dang.
You keep talking about it. Just talking. I won't cut you off. You're spending too much time filibustering.
Well, I gotta act like Irv sometimes, you know.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
LeSean McCoy. I'm indifferent about it, man. I'm okay with him. I love LeSean McCoy for what he did. And he came through before on a league minimum, but I mean, he's kind of spent. He's gonna give you what 300-400 yards, like. Yeah,
right.
Help us out, but it's not going to be the best of everything. And just because you need a running back, you know, as a backup, doesn't mean you have to pull the trigger on McCoy. But like I said, I'm okay with it. That's all. Appreciate y'all.
All right, T.
Appreciate it, T.
Got your full time in there.
There you go.
I mean, you leave Herb on for 20 minutes, man. People get upset.
I didn't want to. But if I
we got a compelling. I mean, listen, I'm telling you, man. Now, when we're looking at the evening news and we see some logo down in Orlando trying to get into Universal, right? And we find out it's Herb, he's calling us from down there. Then what are you gonna say?
What do you think Herb looks like?
What do you think Herb thinks he looks like?
Well, we know he's a baseball coach. We didn't know he was a basketball expert until today, mm-hmm. right? It's the first real basketball
4-for-4 guy.
Exactly. You know, isn't it so baseball-ish what baseball's doing right now? Right? Like, the NBA, it's pretty clear they're trying to figure out how they're going to get it started, and it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of just what the details are, right? Like, everybody mm-hmm. seems to be united, the players in the league, and they're just going forward. The NHL, Gary Bettman, just a couple minutes ago, detailed a plan, laid things out. This is what we're trying to do. This is how we're looking at it to be. Meanwhile, Major League Baseball, we have two insiders that are now getting information from the owner's side and getting information from the player's side. The owners are saying, whoa, look at what we're doing here. This is going to be great. And then the player's side is saying, oh, hell no, this is extremely disappointing. The massive proposal, the proposal involves massive additional pay cuts. And Jack, where did you see that they're saying 75%?
That was just like, I mean,
it's thrown out there a figure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, because they already accepted the 50% prorate. Now they want it to cut the prorate.
He's basically breaking it down. Yeah,
like Bryce Harper would go from 30 million to 15 to really like 7.5, if this proposal goes through.
Yeah, try running that by Bryce.
I don't think that. I don't think that's going to work.
That's going to stink about this whole thing is that they're going to pit Bryce and the guys making
sure.
that much money versus
no doubt.
Like Hoskins is making what 580 something.
Right.
So they don't want to take from his money at the mm-hmm. same time because he doesn't make as much as Bryce Harper. I think it's going to get ugly. I'm not feeling great about it.
But by offering to pay less expensive players a higher percentage of their prorated salary, more players may like this plan. However, the biggest stars would take some rather large pay cuts even per game. A few on the player side are suggesting it's an attempt to divide the union. That's John Heyman. That's exactly what it is.
No doubt it is.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah. That's what just happened with the NFL players. It just happened.
And it worked.
Yes.
And it worked. So,
and you saw all those star players upset that they voted it through.
Yep. Yeah, very publicly upset.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can see, I mean, and this is, again, this is why I'm so on the player side. They did, the owners did this last time, too. They made sure that they went public first mm-hmm. before everything. They started it mm-hmm. by putting information that's out there. They did the same thing here.
Trying to get public opinion to sway
yes,
the players.
Exactly.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. it's exactly what they're trying to do. I mean, listen, it might be smart to try to divide the players' union, but still, it's like, aren't you supposed to be negotiating in good faith, especially at a time like this?
Well,
seems like all the other leagues are.
They know that they're up against it. They know what they're asking for isn't appealing to these players. And these players have dug their heels in. So now you have to go through these tactics of, okay, let's leak this out and say we came off of our 50-50 revenue split proposal, and now we're doing something else. So at least we've decided to budge. We don't have our heels dug in.
And look, we're trying to help out the players that
right.
are making as much
yes.
money.
Yes.
Because the players with more money, they can afford to mm-hmm. take more of a pay cut than the guys that aren't making a lot of money. The public will say, oh, that's very
yeah,
nice of the baseball
sense.
Owners. By the way, your buddy Blake Snell, as people like for me to say.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
He signed up. He's now a Scott Boras client, Blake Snell.
Oh, yeah, that helps. That helps. You thought
that's
he was
very baseballish,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you thought he was upset prior to that. Yeah, there's no chance he's playing now. There's no chance he's playing.
Why did I think that somehow baseball was going to get out of its own way? Why did I continue to say that?
I don't know.
You've been saying it for a couple weeks.
Well, ever since Snell said that.
You were saying, even when where Naive John would say, no, the players and the owners, they know that they have to play. They're going to, even if it's just for this 1 year, they wouldn't do that. They wouldn't do the country dirty by fighting like this.
They are.
This is trouble, man.
Not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
Let's go to Ed in Washington. Ed, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you guys today, man? Thanks for accepting my call.
What's up, Ed?
You're welcome, Ed.
Hey, man. I was just calling in. Shady definitely would love to have him back. And, you know, we get a preseason or a training camp going, see what he's got to give if we get there with this COVID thing. Beyond that, he's, you know, my boy's favorite player. He's 23 now in the service, still wears his jersey on game day. So I'd love to see him come back for the nostalgia and just to see what he's got left in the tank coming home to his home city, maybe rejuvenate a little bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't count on a whole lot of LeSean McCoy rejuvenating himself. But Ed, I think the one thing you can say is that if something did happen to Miles Sanders, at least you'd have a veteran that you feel like you know what he's going to give you. Right, I don't think there's a lot of upside to Shady other than, you know, getting a couple yards per carry.
I respect your opinion there, but
thank you.
But and beyond that, see here, kind of busy on the clock. My boy, my most hated, 13 years old, 1980 Super Bowl. I can never get past Jim Plunkett and them Raiders. Still despise the Raiders to this day. Being out here on the West Coast, a ton of my buddies were Raiders fans. Not many for the Seahawks at that time yet.
Jim Plunkett's a great one. Thank you, Ed.
Raiders.
We appreciate it.
Jim Plunkett. Yeah.
I hated Jim Plunkett.
He might be the only two-time Super Bowl winner I don't believe is in the Hall of Fame.
And he shouldn't be.
Should be Eli next.
Yeah, Eli should be the next one. You're right.
I wonder.
John's guy, Eli Manning.
Yeah.
I wonder if he makes it.
You know he's getting in. He's a freaking Manning.
He's a Manning, you're right.
Manning he's getting in.
He is. Yeah, but it waters down all the other quarterbacks.
Is Jim Plunkett the one that smoked cigarettes at halftime and all that?
Maybe.
Or no, it's Ken Stabler.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking about Stabler. Yeah, Plunkett was a former Heisman Trophy winner, I believe.
USC.
I think he was the number one overall pick.
Yep.
Of the Patriots. Didn't work out there and went to Oakland and found a way to win two Super Bowls.
Stanford, not a
Stanford, USC. Okay, yeah, Stanford. Did he win the Heisman?
It doesn't. Yes, Heisman Trophy 1970.
Okay, how about that?
Jim Plunkett.
Not in the Hall of Fame? The guy going to win a Heisman and two Super Bowls?
Well, it's not like basketball.
Should be.
Super
no,
Bowl.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, you know what? No, Jim Plunkett should be in the Hall of Fame. Super Bowl MVP.
He should be in Hall of
Rookie
Fame.
Rookie of the Year.
And Rookie of the Year?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he also had 34 more interceptions than touchdowns, Ike.
Yeah, that's what they did back in the day.
Yeah, go look at some of Terry Bradshaw's numbers.
Go look at some of those stats. Yeah, they sometimes threw more interceptions than touchdowns.
Oh, boy.
Well, you could beat up the receivers back then.
Yes, it was a much different game. Mm-hmm. Nobody more excited to see hockey back than Jose in Norristown. Jose, what are you doing, man?
What up, Mark C? What up, number 58?
What's up, Jose?
Not for much, yo. All I've been doing during the pandemic is saying "What up, kids" on Instagram.
Yeah, I was thinking about you the other day. You haven't been as active on Instagram, Jose. I was worried about you.
I was busy following the NHL news wires.
Okay, what do you think?
You know what we have coming up soon? We have restart hockey action, Mark CEO.
You're damn right, we do
hockey action.
I can't wait.
I can't wait. We got a 2014 field. We got training camps in July and designated spots of COVID restrictions opening up and different locations of playoff action.
Where are you rooting for the Flyers to end up in their hub? There's one place I don't want them to be. Pittsburgh.
Not Jersey.
I don't want them in Pittsburgh. No.
Or Pittsburgh. I want them in, man, if I had to pick a NCAA bracket thing with the NHL, I'll have to go Dallas.
You want them all the way down in Dallas?
Why not?
At least Pittsburgh is right across the state.
Yeah, but it's Pittsburgh.
I don't like Crosby.
Yeah, but it's Pittsburgh. Who knows what they would do? Like if Jordan – thank you, Jose. If Jordan got poisoned with the pizza, God knows what they could do in that. Because those people in those city would actually do it. They're so rabid for the Penguins.
Yeah. Or what about Columbus? Because I think that area of the country and state is less infected
now. It's not hard to hit.
Yeah. So that's why it's probably one of the ones that's considered.
Columbus is good. I would do Columbus for the Flyers. Right? You would think that they would try to keep them on the East Coast as opposed to putting them on the West Coast.
Right.
And they'll probably put them in Pittsburgh. It'd be the worst. Let's go to Scott and Delco. Scott and Delco.
Hey, what's happening, guys? How you doing?
Hello, Scott.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up, brother?
Mm-hmm. What's up, Scott?
How was your holiday, dude?
No. It was a terrible weekend. All I did was do work and mowing lawns and seeing this family member and seeing that family member. I didn't even drink one alcoholic beverage. It was terrible.
No, that's not too bad. Yeah, no. You survived, though, right?
You're I did. I'm all right.
Oh, yeah.
Good, good.
I had a good weekend, though.
A lot of oysters?
I wouldn't say a lot, but it was – I certainly wasn't doing housework all weekend like John.
Oh, no, nah, man. You got to relax. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, I relaxed this weekend. I chilled out. Yep.
Definitely. So, yeah, baseball. I don't think it's happening.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you're saying you don't think baseball is happening, huh?
No, like you said, they're, you know, the divide and conquer by the owners. It's, you know, per se, the smart play, the shrewd play, but they're going to just basically force the whole thing to shut down. The players aren't going to settle for half of a half of a half. Jack's better get your arm ready, man. We might need you in there.
I'm ready.
Replacement players?
I'm ready.
If they need 79 from the right side, I'm their guy.
79. Hey,
definitely. You know, if you need any tips, you could call Gabe up. He'll get the splits for you. You'll be fine.
There you go. Who was your first sports hate?
First sports hate, Chris Chelios on the Montreal Canadiens.
It's a great one.
Chelios.
When Hextall attacked him?
The Chelios played for the Red
he
Wings?
Oh, man, ruined the whole thing.
Yeah. That's where I remember
Appreciate
it from.
Scott.
I remember Chelios from the Red Wings. He was down there when I was in school down there in Michigan.
He was.
Right? Wasn't he a part of those Sergei Fedorov and
I believe so. I mean, he played though he was like 80 years old.
Yeah, I think he was part of those Red Wings teams that won the back-to-back Stanley Cup.
Let me see here. He was. So he was with Detroit from 98 all the way to 2008.
Oh, no, so he wasn't there during that time.
So he was, not when you were there.
Because then they win like 94, 95, then the Red Wings win.
Well, I know they beat the Flyers in 97.
Right.
No, they were unbelievable.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s.
Scotty Bowman.
So Chelios, I forget exactly what he did to Hextall, but I think it was in maybe 1987, but Hextall absolutely went bonkers and started chasing him, and he was taking off his equipment and throwing it at him.
That's his waffle board. That's our GM.
Well, former GM.
Oh, that's right. I forgot Chuck Smith. Chuck Smith is our GM.
Jeff Fletcher?
Yeah, that's what I said.
There we go. We should have that on once and for all week. Ron Hextall, a good GM.
Chuck Fletcher.
Him too.
Yeah. I think I said Ron Hextall was the GM over this weekend too on a show.
Yeah, see,
all about accuracy.
Everybody was so upset when Sam Hinkie didn't get to see this through. Ron Hextall, all these young players playing right now were drafted by Hextall.
But Chuck Fletcher, I can't even – you could put a picture of Chuck Fletcher in front of me right now and I wouldn't know who he was.
No clue. Jack, would you?
Yeah. Come on.
I would not.
I'm just a sports guy.
Guided Door and Window would like to acknowledge that their health and safety of the community remains at the forefront of their minds, and together we will all get through this difficult time and come out stronger than ever. Guided Door and Window, and they're open right now, 877-GO-GUIDA. The website is goguida.com. You know, like when you think about just the nature of hockey, when you're talking about a first sports hate, like Jack's at 6 years old with Scott Stevens for cheap shot and Eric Lindros under the chin, knocking him out, and in his Flyers career. But it's easy because we got a lot of Matthew Barnabys today, right? Mm-hmm. It's easy to get that style or that era of hockey player because you had the goons on the
goons.
The teams. You had the Barnabys. I'm trying to think who else would have.
Ty Domi.
Oh man, Ty Domi. Bob Probert was a goon.
No, I remember him.
At Mark Street, Bob Probert was a Red Wing.
Okay.
He was one of the original goons. Jose Reyes.
Oh, yeah.
Mark says on Twitter.
Yeah, honestly, like that 06 to 11-ish Mets
team. Yeah,
that
Mets team, yeah.
I hated that Mets team.
Hated them.
I hated them more than like the Cowboys, Giants, all that.
There was nothing better that they kept failing, right? Like, imagine if they would actually won, what that would have been like down at Citizens Bank Park. Because it was ugly down there for a while. The Mets fans would come down, Jose, 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 Jose.
It was great. Yeah. I mean, like real. I was like, I
that was
like,
a real rivalry.
That was a real rivalry.
Was that Philly, New York?
Was that the last great rivalry in Philly sports?
Well, no. You always got the Eagles.
Yeah, but like
the Cowboys, Eagles with the Giants.
But the Cowboys haven't been as good as the Eagles, and like the Giants.
Hell, lately they have.
It's been close. It's been close, but not back to like the '90s Eagles,
right.
Cowboys. Not back to early 2000s Eagles, Giants.
Right.
Like Philly's Mets 07-11, I think was the last
was
actual
good.
Hatred. Like even the Celtics thing felt made up. Like this
yeah.
last
that wasn't real.
No, that wasn't real.
Like, that wasn't real.
We wanted it to be great, and it just wasn't.
Well, yeah, because
right. Celtics kicked our
we
ass.
Couldn't win. Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
And now we signed Al Horford.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have never happened.
No, but as far as hate, right, and I feel like the players also, because that was an easy team. They were so arrogant.
Was that the Mets?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, that was an easy team to hate for so many different reasons. And their fans coming down here. That was fun. It was fun because we won.
Johan?
Yep.
They had Johan Santana.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Who was that?
David Wright.
David Wright.
They had Delgado for a little bit yep. there. They had Carlos Beltran. They had Wagner came back. Yep. And Wagner had his awful run here. He was horrible. Jose Feliciano, remember him, that little lefty that came and pitched every single game against the Phillies?
Yeah, he had a rubber arm a couple of those
Glavin,
years.
Pedro.
Yeah, Glavin. Yeah.
They had Glavin?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like 3-4 years at the end of his career, Tom
yeah,
Glavin?
Yeah, they signed him in like 04.
Wow.
Yeah, and he would go up there and lull you to sleep. You know what I mean? Throwing.
Yeah, I'm trying to picture Tom Glavin with the Mets.
Yeah, no, he was on those teams. It was down to the Phillies and the Mets actually to sign him, and
he used the Phillies.
Money.
He used the Phillies. Yeah, he was with the Mets for 5 years at the end of his career. Yep, ending in 2007.
Xavier Native.
I'm glad they got rid of the wedge in football.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jeremy Shockey is a great one that we're seeing
times. That's a good one.
Man,
forgot about Shockey. Yeah.
Yeah, it really depends on your age. If you're Jack's age, Shockey might be a good
yeah,
one.
I did not like Shockey.
I did hate Shockey, but also, like, he was kind of young in the Giants, and then he really burst into the scene with those the Saints teams. So I remember more as a Saint.
Oh,
oh
wow.
You do? Yeah, really? I don't remember him as a Saint at all.
He won the Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
No,
he didn't get to play in the 07 Super Bowl with the Giants because he was injured. I remember he was in the box. And it was this big rift between he and Tom Coughlin. They wound up getting rid of him.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
well, I just remember him coming out of the U and just being this young, cocky, arrogant, athletic tight end that that could play.
Oh, yeah.
He was good.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go to Steve in Wilmington. Stevie?
Steve in Wilmington.
That's you.
What's up, Steve?
All right. How you doing?
Good.
My first sports team I hated was the Red Army, the Soviet hockey team. And the Broad Street Bullies came out and pummeled them right off the ice.
That's right. Who doesn't hate communism? You know what I mean? That's a good one, Steve.
The other one was the Mets. I never saw them win the World Series. They just, I wouldn't let them celebrate.
Which Met, though?
The 81.
Anyone in particular?
No, just the whole team. I couldn't let them celebrate.
Oh.
Not like
yeah, yeah, like when you use the whole team.
Yeah,
well, my coach in Little League wore a Mets helmet. So me and my best friend were down at Rehoboth, and we did that pitching thing to guess the final speed.
Right. What'd you throw?
Well, I threw 80.
You threw 80?
Wow.
How old were you?
15.
Wow. Can you still run it up there at 80?
No, I'm 54.
Oh, all right. I don't know.
Okay,
checking.
But the key was throw it low. All right, so we were at the boardwalk, and the only thing they had was Mets helmets. So we won like 20 of them.
Mm.
But we broke our coach's Mets helmet, so we came back with 20 of them as a joke.
Got you. All right, Steve, man, have a good day, brother. Take care. You don't have to put that on. Mm. It was similar to Herb, though.
Similar.
Yeah, see, you notice when Jack always brings up, he'll say like, oh, you know, I can throw 79. For a pitch, you can throw 79.
Right.
Well, it means you're talking about you can
go
three
innings.
What about pitch 10? What are you throwing? You're out of the game because you threw your arm out.
Dude, you've seen my legs. I still got horse legs.
He does.
So when you pitch in these these old people leagues, even though you're not old.
Not that old.
But when you pitch in the leagues, what do you What are you maintaining?
Listen, in my last start, I went seven innings. Like, it's not, this isn't a walk in the park over here.
When was your last start?
Last August.
All right, so what do you think you were throwing?
I don't know, probably like 74, 75.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, like, I try to hold the velocity late in games. Now, I will say, on the hotter days, I was maybe going four innings because I was so hot.
Because you're so hot and out of shape?
Yeah, out of shape. Yeah. Terrible shape.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. So it's even though it feels like a Monday, it's a Tuesday night. On Tuesday nights, we do only the Wins Phillies edition. So that's coming up at 7 o'clock. And what we're playing tonight is NLDS 2008, and we're playing the Victorino Grand Slam game. On the other side in that game was the Brett Myers at bat that, I mean, just a ton of pitches, taking pitches. So Jack has the at bat from, what was the count, Jack?
2-2.
He worked it. He worked the count to where, bang, he works a walk, and then it was Victorino the next. Was that where the Grand Slam?
Two batters afterwards.
He was hitting second. So we'll play it for you. I haven't heard it. I don't know what it sounds like. So we're going to play it coming up next. All right, the Brett Myers at bat where he draws the walk and then Victorino hits the Grand Slam two batters later. We'll play that for you in its entirety or most of it coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.